MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. One of the nation's most iconic firefighting symbols was celebrated over the weekend in Capitan as the Smokey Bear Parade rolled through town during the annual Smokey Bear Days. The event featured vendors, exhibits, live music, cave tours, and firefighter challenges, including hose wrapping competitions. This year's celebration was especially notable, marking the 50th anniversary of Smokey Bear Historical Park and Museum. The original Smokey Bear was rescued as a cub in 1950 after a wildfire in the Lincoln National Forest separated him from his mother. He later became the national symbol of wildfire prevention. After his death in 1976, Smokey was returned to Capitan, where he is buried at the park. New voter registration data suggests New Mexico's political landscape is shifting ahead of future primaries, with both major parties losing registrants as decline to state voters surge following changes to the state's primary system. According to Decision Desk HQ's latest 2026 update, New Mexico has 1,422,544 registered voters. Democrats maintain a 130,077 voter advantage over Republicans, but recent gains are concentrated among independents. Over the past month, Democrat registration fell by 257, and Republicans dropped by 378, while DTS rose by 6,731. The increase follows a new law allowing DTS voters to choose either party's primary ballot without changing registration, replacing the state's longtime closed primary system. The Democrat registration edge has steadily narrowed from 2016, when they held a lead of 199,883, and as of May, it's down to 130,077. Early voting begins on Tuesday across the state. And today, May the 4th, is Star Wars Day, an informal holiday inspired from the pun, "May the 4th be with you," from Star Wars catchphrase, "May the Force be with you." Though not officially tied to the franchise, so many fans have celebrated the days over the years that Lucasfilm officially got on board with the holiday starting in 2013. Real Star Wars fans skip the 5th so as not to intrude on Cinco de Mayo, and return to Star Wars for May 6th with Revenge of the Sixth. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.